With SRN News, I'm Bernie Bennett in Washington. President Trump says the United States will be tapping Venezuela's vast oil reserves now that it's removed President Nicolas Maduro. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The president said the U.S. is in the oil business and plans to fix Venezuela's oil infrastructure.
We're going to be taking out a tremendous amount of wealth out of the ground.
Speaking at his Mar-a-Lago estate, Donald Trump said there are plans to sell the oil to other countries and keep some.
That wealth is going to the people of Venezuela and people from outside of Venezuela that used to be in Venezuela. And it goes also to the United States of America in the form of reimbursement.
He said the U.S. will be running Venezuela during the transition. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Senate Democrats say they will try to hold a vote this week to block further military action against Venezuela without congressional approval in the wake of President Trump's operation to capture President Nicolas Maduro. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says he expects further briefings from the administration on this operation as part of its comprehensive counter-narcotic strategy. House Speaker Mike Johnson added that the Trump administration is working to schedule briefings to lawmakers when they return. Swiss authorities say that they began a probe into the managers of the bar where a deadly fire at a New Year's party took place.
A prosecutor says those managers are suspected of involuntary homicide, involuntary bodily harm, and involuntarily causing a fire. The blaze injured more than 100 other people. The fire broke out early last Thursday at La Constellation Bar in the alpine resort town of Crans, Montana. The process of identifying the dead and injured continue.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. The severity of the victim's burns has made the work difficult, and families have supplied authorities with DNA samples. National security advisors from Europe and other allies have discussed security guarantees in Kyiv as the U.S.-led push to end the war in Ukraine intensifies. More on these stories at srnnews.com. Are you reading the scriptures? Correspondent Michael Harrington has this story.
The American Bible Society's annual report finds about 41% of Americans qualify as Bible users, meaning they have read the scripture at least three times a year outside of church services. That's up from 38% last year, but down from 2021, when half of Americans fit that category. The ABS report also reveals that a little over a third of Gen Z and millennials would qualify as Bible users, an increase for millennials over 2024. Michael Harrington reporting.
British conservatives are calling for a human rights activist to be stripped of his citizenship over past social media posts containing anti-Semitic language. The leaders of the conservative and reform parties also want Alia Abed Al-Fattah deported following the discovery of these tweets. The activist has acknowledged from this posts while also claiming that they were taken out of context. He's apologized for those posts. This is more of these stories at SRNnews.com. Correspondent Luke Garrett reports that the U.S. strikes on Venezuela and says the U.S. leaders have been that the Venezuelan leader has been captured and flown out of the country.
Multiple explosions and low-flying aircraft were seen in Caracas in the early hours of Saturday morning. Maduro's government immediately accused the U.S. of an imperialist attack on civilian and military installations. U.S. President Donald Trump posted on Truth Social that Maduro had been, along with his wife, captured and flown out of the country. He added that the operation was done in conjunction with U.S. law enforcement.
BBC correspondent Will Garrett reports on the first reaction from the Venezuela regime.
We know that the Venezuelan government has issued a state of emergency, as you would expect. They have put out a statement in which they say they energetically and fully reject.
This is SRN News.